Well, welcome to the fourth week of our series called Miracles at Midnight. 5 years ago, when COVID darkened our door as an unwelcome guest, we did something extraordinary. It was Christmas time. A third wave was spreading all around the world. People were in lockdown once again. During the most wonderful time of the year, a season of joy and light, it looked like another midnight hour. Our staff got to work. We made a plan to light up our campus in a way that we had never done before. And it was amazing. There were Christmas lights everywhere. Bright angels down by the lower gates, trees and bushes lit up with joy, an outdoor nativity scene, a 20-foot Christmas tree out on the plaza, strings of lights running along our rooftops, and our school illuminated with holiday cheer. We invited the community to drive through and enjoy the light show. We stood outside with masks on, remember that, waving at people and taking donations to our Giving Tree program to help kids in need during the holidays. It was wonderful, and it brought many people hope in a dark time. Christmas is all about light, the light of the world, the light of Christ, born to us at the darkest time of the year. It's a sign, a symbol, a reminder that God does his best work in the dark. And as we've been saying, when you're in the darkness yourself, the best thing to do, the key is to just keep moving forward. Just keep moving forward. Live like it's already morning and wait for that inflection point to come, that moment when everything begins to turn around for the better. That's what we talked about in the first week of the series. And then 2 weeks ago, we said we also have to make room for the light to come. We have to make room for the light, making space for God's grace by changing whatever needs to be changed in our lives. And then last week, we talked about looking for the light. No matter how deep the darkness, always, always look for the light. Believe that the miracle is on the way. Today, I want to talk with you about trust the light. Trusting the light is not always easy. There are times when light feels uncomfortable. Because when it comes on, we see things we'd rather not, things we'd rather ignore, pretend never existed, or forget about them. Years ago, when I was in the seminary, I was sent to Puerto Rico to learn Spanish. I was there for about a month. Just by the way, it didn't take very well. But I remember stepping off the plane, and the humidity hit me like a wall. I mean, it was terrible. And this is coming from a southern boy born and raised in Georgia. It was bad. And then we got to the house, and it was even worse. The house where we were staying was run down and dilapidated, missing tiles in the shower, hit or miss, hot water, no air conditioning, no screens on the windows, mosquitoes everywhere. But nights were the worst, because that's when the cockroaches came out. Dozens and dozens of them skittering across the floor. I'm not exaggerating. And we slept on old mattresses on the ground. No bed frames. There were many nights when I felt something crawling over me in the middle of the night. I couldn't wait for morning, for the light to come, because when the light finally came, those cockroaches would scatter back inside the walls, hiding from the light. There are times when we all run from the light like those cockroaches. Scripture says the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light. The darkness covers our mistakes, our failures, disappointments. It keeps our worst moments hidden. It conceals what we've done wrong, the times we haven't been our best selves. It blocks out bad memories, traumatic experiences, things that have hurt us. Light has the power to heal, but the darkness often calls us to stay there, to nurse old wounds, linger on betrayals and stay in a victim mentality, stewing on resentment and unforgiveness. When I worked on an ambulance in college, the worst calls almost always came in at night. The shootings, the terrible car wrecks, the drug and alcohol-related injuries, almost always at night. Night says, You don't have to break that addiction. Just enjoy it. You don't have to stop watching unhealthy things on your TV, your computer, your phone. It's okay. You don't have to forgive that coworker who left you out. In fact, let me help you make a plan to get revenge. But here's the problem. What we hide in the dark never gets healed. The darkness can comfort us, but it can't change you. It can't change us. Scripture says, the night is far gone. The day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. In other words, come out of the darkness. Come out of the tomb. Trust in the light. In today's first reading, Ahaz was a young and insecure king ruling in the southern part of Israel, known as Judah. 700 years before Christ, Judah had two immediate enemies, the northern kingdom of Israel and another nation called Aram, Syria. They were both pressuring Ahaz to join their alliance against Assyria, a much bigger, more powerful empire looming to the north. And when Ahaz hesitated, those two smaller nations marched towards Jerusalem. They were going to remove Ahaz and force Judah into their coalition. From the palace walls, all Ahaz saw was danger, pressure, and political chaos. This was his midnight hour. I wonder if some of you are going through a midnight hour right now. Things have gone wrong. The medical report doesn't look good. The cancer keeps progressing. People at work are ganging up on you, making you look bad, or trying to. Your kids can't seem to get their feet under them, you know, make their own way in life. Whatever it is, this is how Ahaz was feeling in today's first reading. And that's why God sent the prophet Isaiah to encourage him, to say, tell him to stay strong, don't panic, and don't compromise. Then God did something extraordinary. He said, ask for a sign from the Lord your God, deep as the netherworld or high as the sky. God was saying, Ahaz, I'm with you. You don't need that coalition. Trust me. I am the one who will save you and the whole people, the whole nation of Judah. But Ahaz rejected it. He refused, said, I will not tempt the Lord my God. I will not put the Lord my God to the test. Sounds holy, but he wasn't being holy, and he wasn't being honest. Ahaz had already made up his own mind about what he was going to do. Getting a sign from God would force him to obey. Ahaz didn't want God's plan, he wanted his plan. So Isaiah said to him, you won't ask? God will give you the sign anyway. Bless you. God will give you the sign anyway. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. The birth of a child would prove that God would never abandon his people, even in the darkness. He'd never abandon his people, even in the darkness. But Ahaz rejected that sign. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. He went ahead and made a deal with Assyria, paid off the king. And for a while, it worked. Judah was safe until Assyria turned on Judah, double-crossed Ahaz, turned him into a puppet king. He was crushed by the taxes he had to pay to Assyria. He was trapped in idolatry and even ended up sacrificing one of his own sons in a pagan ritual. He went down in history as one of the worst kings in Israel. One of the worst kings in Israel. Ahaz preferred the darkness. He chose the darkness when God offered the light. When you're in the dark, things have gone wrong. My advice, don't go it alone. The enemy will whisper, stay in the dark. Don't trust the light. You'll be exposed. People will find out what you did, the problems you're having, what you're going through, the disappointments you're facing. They'll make fun of you. They'll talk about you. You'll hear that whisper over and over again. This is what happened to a friend of mine. He was a senior executive at a global technology company. Lots of responsibility. supervising hundreds of employees, making major decisions every day. He was well respected, performed at the highest level, constantly advancing in the company. But what no one knew is that every night he was coming home alone and drinking 3 or 4 bottles of wine. He called it his kill switch. It was the way he dealt and managed his stress and pressure. For so many years, my friend had no interest in coming out of the darkness or into the light. And then his drinking eventually led to severe diabetes. But even then, thoughts told him, "You need this. Nobody has to know." He was in a midnight hour and definitely wanted to stay there. Joseph knew exactly what that felt like. Joseph in today's gospel. He understood what it was to face a darkness that he didn't want anything to have to do with. A crisis at night that he didn't create, but a judgment that he couldn't escape. Everything was great at first. He was engaged to a young, beautiful girl named Mary. You probably heard of her. It was great. They had high hopes for their future, couldn't wait to get started on their new life together. But then Mary got pregnant, and Joseph assumed that she had been unfaithful. It was a small town. People wouldn't understand. The darkness told him to divorce Mary. Just get it over with quickly. What's done is done. Wash your hands and move on. But then out of nowhere came a flash of light. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. And she will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." The truth finally came to light, and Joseph understood and obeyed. King Ahaz missed the miracle because he didn't trust God in the dark. He clung to control, to fear. He clung to his own plan. He wanted his own plan. But that wasn't God's plan. He rejected the sign, but Joseph received the sign. And centuries later, after that sign was first given to Ahaz, it became a reality. In a small, obscure village known as Bethlehem, on a cold, dark winter's night, the light broke through. The virgin bore the world a child, a king, a Messiah, a Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. Scripture says, "You were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, because light produces nothing, produces every kind of goodness and righteousness and truth." So the question is, will you trust the light or cling to the darkness? Will you believe the sign like Joseph or resist it like Ahaz? My friend finally saw the sign and it saved his life. His son was in Army Ranger School, one of the most difficult and demanding military training programs in the world. Everything was going great until one day, out in the field, he suffered a heat stroke. His body temperature spiked to 105 degrees. It was life-threatening. My friend stood powerless to help his son. And then just a few days later, he himself was rushed to the hospital in an ambulance for his own life-threatening diabetic emergency. His blood sugar had spiked, had skyrocketed 6 times the normal level. His blood alcohol, 3 times the legal limit. He had finally hit rock bottom. In that moment, he knew he needed help. He thought, "This isn't how I want it to end. I need to be there for my children, my grandchildren." And for the first time in his life, he turned to God. He was finally ready to move out of the darkness, finally ready to trust the light. Today, my friend has lost 30 pounds. He's in great shape. He no longer takes any medications for his diabetes. His relationship with God is stronger than ever. He has clarity in his mind and calm in his life. He serves, he gives, he speaks at AA meetings, he shares his story and encourages others. And his son not only survived, but also stopped drinking with his father. My friend finally walked into the light, and the light saved him and his family. When you're in a midnight hour, stuck in the darkness, remember what Scripture says. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Don't believe the lies that you should stay in the dark. Don't hide from the light. It's not always easy to walk in the light, but don't hide from the light. Don't run from the light. Don't linger in the darkness. The enemy would love nothing better than to keep you stuck in the gloom of stress, anger, worry, sickness, addiction, unhealthy behaviors, self-hatred. But Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Whenever you take even one step toward the light, amazing things happen. Chains start to break. Strongholds come down. Bad habits begin to die. Fear melts away and hope rises. The same God who gave Ahaz that sign, the same God who broke through Joseph's darkness, the same God who rescued my friend, that God is there for you. The light is stronger than the night. And our Emmanuel, God with us, is on the way. When you step out of the darkness and trust the light, you're going to see incredible things. Miracles at midnight, breakthroughs in the dark, healing, hope, restoration, victory, peace, abundance, a new dawn rising in your life.